manager Lumen Harris of the Astros and manager Wes Westrum of the New York Mets. Four of the Mets tonight leading off and playing second base, Chuck Killer. Batting second and playing shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third and playing first base, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth and playing third base, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth is the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth and playing center field, Gary Cole. Batting seventh in left field, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth and catching, John Stevenson. Batting ninth and pitching, Jack Fisher. For the Houston Astros, leading off is the left fielder, Lee May. Batting second and playing second base, Joe Morgan. Batting third, playing center field, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth at first base is Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, back in the lineup tonight at third base after having been out with an injury, Bob Astromati. Batting sixth and playing right field, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh and catching, Ron Brandt. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth and pitching, Don Nottebohm. We're set to go with the ball game and all set to go with the play-by-play. Here's Bob Murphy.
Lindsay, thank you very much, and hi, everybody. Chuck Hiller leading off against Don Nottebohm. Ron Hunt feeling considerably better this evening. Ron has had a very stiff neck and a soreness just below the right shoulder. But trainer Gus Motz is hopeful that by tomorrow evening or the last game of this series here in Houston, that Ron will be able to return to the lineup. Nottebohm, veteran right-hander, swings out of his windup. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled back toward the crowd and out of play. A lot of baseball excitement in the Astrodome this weekend. A nice crowd this evening. And they are anticipating a very large crowd for the game tomorrow night. Bob Astromati in close at third against Chuck Hiller. Inside. One ball, one strike. Jim Gentile at first base. Joe Morgan playing second. Bobby Lillis is short. And Bob Astromati at third. Lee May is in left field. Jim Wynn in center. Rusty Staub in right. Change up. Hiller starts after it, then holds up, and it's low. Two balls and a strike. Ron Brand behind the plate. And on the mound, Don Nottebohm. For New York, Yogi Berra coaching at first base, and Don Hefner on the lines at third. Breaking ball, a strike on the inside corner, 2-2 on Chuck Hiller. Chuck batting at 252. Now the 2-2 delivery. Little ball, the Morse chop hit out toward the mound, picked up by Nottebohm. He throws the first in time for the out. He had to hurry his throw. So Hiller is out on a tap back toward the mound off home plate. Now the visiting bat boy, Bruce Moore, hustling out to pick up the sticks, and the batter is Roy McMillan. Roy hitting 234, and he has been hitting exceptionally well of late. Nottebohm winds. Here's the pitch on the way. Taken off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Well, the game tonight here in Houston for the Mets is their 115th ball game, and Mac has played in all of them. Baltimore chop going foul down the third baseline. No play. One ball and one strike. As it has been written and mentioned many times before, one of the basic problems with indoor baseball, since they had to paint the dome, has been to get the grass to grow. Call strike on the inside corner to Roy McMillan. One ball and two strikes. Has an unusual texture to it. Feels almost like corn silk. A 1-2 delivery, a swing and a miss, and a high hard one. He struck him out. So Roy McMillan, one of the toughest batters in the National League to fan, taken out of a high hard one. We view Eubanks, New York football jets of the AFL are playing an exhibition game tonight at Allentown, Pennsylvania. At the half, it's the New York Jets 10 and the Boston Patriots 3. Now Eddie Crane pulled up against Don Matabart. A high fly ball hit the center field. Drifting in is Jim Wynn, the center fielder. He's there and makes the catch to side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. The score in the middle of the first, the Mets nothing, and the Astros coming to bat. Do you drive a car? Then here's some helpful information for you.
A mileage tip from Shell. If you're one of those careful motorists who patiently warm up their engines for several minutes before they begin to drive, you're wasting gasoline. Shell mileage experts point out that today's cars really don't need a prolonged warm-up. All you need to do is start your engine, count to three, and drive on. Just take it easy for the first few miles until your engine is ready for higher speeds. Try it. You'll find that by avoiding long warm-ups, you'll get better mileage. Of course, the gasoline you use can make a difference in your mileage, too. Super Shell gasoline is blended with Platformate, a mileage ingredient. Chances are you've seen Platformate demonstrated on television. It really works. So for good mileage, take this advice. Avoid costly warm-ups and keep your tank filled with Super Shell. It's blended by mileage experts to help you get good mileage.
Half of inning number one with right-hander Jack Fisher on the mound for the New York Mets. Jack trying to win his eighth ball game of the year. Also, he will be trying to snap a three-game losing streak as he squares off against the Astros tonight. Leading off for the Astros last half of the first. Second baseman Joe Morgan on deck, and then center fielder Jim Wynn. Now Fisher winding, down comes the pitch. Just missed the outside corner with a fastball, one ball and no strikes. Jimmy Adair on the lines at first base, Jim Busby coaching at third. Stevenson behind the plate tonight for New York, handling Jack Fisher. And the fastball is off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. This is the first time in over a year that Fisher has worked to anybody other than Chris Canizaro. Now the 2-0 delivery. Breaking ball at the knees for a strike. 2-1. The Mets center fielder is flying Lee Mayday into the opposite field. He drifts several strides over toward the alley in left center. And Charlie Smith plays over toward the hole on the left side of the infield. Outside, it's ball three. Three balls and a strike. Let's have Eddie Crane pull at first. Chuck Yeller playing second. Roy McMillan at short and Charlie Smith at third. Joe Christopher, Gary Kolb, and Johnny Lewis in the outfield. Pitching 3-1. Strike on the inside corner, and the string is out 3-2. Mets are trying to win their first indoor baseball game. St. Louis Cardinals also are winless, playing indoors in the Astrodome this year. The payoff delivery on May. A high drive hit deep to left field, drifting over his Christopher. He's there and makes the catch. Well, the Mets playing Lee May to hit to the opposite field, and hit to the opposite field he did with a fly ball that was fairly deep. One out and nobody on. Now the hitter is Joe Morgan. He will be one of the outstanding candidates for National League Rookie of the Year honors. Morgan is hitting 276. Surprising power for a little fellow. He has hit 14 home runs and knocked 36 runs in. It's a lot of home runs when you realize the Astros have hit only 14 home runs all year here in the Astrodome. Inside and low, one ball and no strikes. Bottom half of the opening inning. Fisher in the rewinder. Now the pitcher on the way. He bumps it down the third baseline of beauty. Two-handed pickup. The throw, not in bounds. Joe Morgan bumps his way out with a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Money made a good play on the ball, but he simply did not have time to get it. Jim Wynn, the center fielder. Like Morgan, Wynn has had a good year. Batting 276, 14 home runs, and 52 runs batted in. He leads the Astros in runs batted in. Good pitch on the outside corner of the knees, strike one. Will have a five-game series against the Astros in Shea Stadium because the doubleheader was rained out the last time Houston came to New York. There will be a twilight night twin bill and an afternoon twin bill. Now Fisher gets his sign from Johnny Stevenson. A throw to first, just about got him. With a real good pickoff move. He almost had Morgan leaning the wrong way. Another throw, and he's back a little with more to spare on this one. Now they put the go cry up on the message board, and the fans start the 10. Drive hits the second. Clap by Hiller. Boom to first. Low throw. Goes to the third defender. Morgan is on his way to second. The second man in town. Jim Wynn lined out to Chuck Hiller. And Hiller, trying to double up Joe Morgan, made a low throw in the dirt. His mouth against the concrete at the top of the dugout. And Morgan goes over to second. Now Jim Gentile is up. That's the three National League home runs, knocked 19 runs in. Fastball inside and high, ball one. Jack Fisher and Jim Gentile were teammates with the Baltimore Orioles. Gentile, a pull hitter. The Mets have the infield and the outfield around to right, and they play him deep. Ball inside and low, two balls and no strikes. Bob Aspermonte is the on deck hitter. Now Fisher checks in with Johnny Stevenson. Joe Morgan is on second, two men down. Pitch on the way, and a slip pitch is over for a call strike. He really had Gentile off his timing. Gentile was with Kansas City in the early part of the year. He had hit 10 American League home runs when he was dealt to the Houston Astros. Field over toward the line. Gary Cole swung around to right center. He started to go and he held up its high. Three balls and a strike. Weatherman And forecasting possible thunder showers in the Houston, Texas area this evening. They have no bearing on the ball game whatsoever, with the game being played indoors, but it would be the first time that the Mets have played here while the rain was going on. Now the pitch on the way. It's whacked high and foul down the left field line, drifting over into the crowd, out of play. Raining and you have a lot of people in the stadium, you don't even realize it, but it doesn't make that much noise hitting against the Astrodome. Now Fisher in the set position delivers 3-2, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fisher coming from behind to fan Dan and Jim. No runs, one hit, one error, one left. At the end of one inning, the score, the New York Mets nothing and the Houston Astros nothing.
The New York Mets will be opening up a 16-game homestand on Friday night, August 20th. So if you'd like to purchase tickets for any of the upcoming games of the Mets at Shea Stadium this year, the advanced ticket window at Shea Stadium is located at Entrance D, and it is open 7 days a week. There is a Mets ticket office at Pennsylvania Station. It's in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. And there's a Mets ticket office at the Grand Central Terminal. It's at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. For Long Islanders, there is a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, and it's open during regular store hours. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Close stores, Child's Restaurant, or Calico Kitchens in the greater New York area. And, of course, tickets to all Mets games may be ordered by mail. Reserve seats are $2.50 each. Box seats are $3.50 each. Simply add 25 cents to each order for handling and postage. Address your checks and money orders to Mets Ticket Office, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York.
Now, Mets cleanup batter Charlie Smith will lead off against Don Nottebohm as we go to the second. On Charlie. Smitty hitting .266. He leads the ball club and runs batted in with 49. Takes the breaking ball, low it outside. Two balls and no strikes. And Johnny Lewis dealing in the on-deck circle. Charlie with good power. They play him around the left defensively. Fly, well hit to right field, hustling back, goes Rusty Staub. It's over his head and off the wall in deep right, 390 feet out, and Smitty goes into second, standing up with a double. He really tagged that one. You don't see Charlie Smith hit the ball long to the opposite field very often. Charlie's power is usually when he's pulling, hitting the ball to left field and left center. But he hit that drive over the head of Staub, and on the fly, the ball hit the barrier 390 feet out in right field. Now Johnny Lewis stepping in. Johnny hitting .257, 14 home runs, and 38 runs batted in. Pitched by Nottebohm. Breaking ball down low, one ball and no strikes. Back foot just about planted on the restraining line. Holds the bat straight up and down and takes the pitch inside of the belt. Two balls and no strikes. Gary Kolb, the center fielder, is on deck. Now Smitty with a leadoff second. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Now Nottebohm behind on Johnny Lewis, 3-0. Nottebohm eyes the runner, then delivers. Johnny Lewis was taking all away, and it's in for a strike, 3-1. start tonight is now being delayed because of rain, with Washington leading the Orioles 3-2 at the end of 6.5 innings. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Yankees 3, Kansas City 1 as they go to the 7th with rookie Jack Cullen on the mound. Delivery. And it's a fly ball popped into short left field, drifting out as Lewis, the shortstop. And he takes it for the out. One out and one on. The batter coming up, Gary Cole. Gary hitting 241. Cleveland 3 and Minnesota 1. They go to the 8th inning in Cleveland. The White Sox 2 and the Red Sox nothing after 5.5 at Fenway Park. Detroit 2, the Angels nothing after 3.5. Left-handed batter Gary Cole facing Don Matabart, and he hits the first pitch high in the air to left field. Coming in is Lee May, the left fielder. Out goes Lillis, and Lillis, the shortstop, makes the catch. They're almost collided. Ball was hit so high in the air that Lillis was able to go out fairly deep into the outfield to take it. Now there are two away, and it's up to Joe Christopher to try and pick up Charlie Smith, who's on second. Guy Lombardo, who brought you Around the World in 80 Days, has another musical spectacular for you at the Jones Beach Theater. Fast, don't miss Mardi Gras and fabulous World of New Orleans. It's the best yet at Jones Beach. Joe Christopher batting at 238. Fastball over on the inside corner, strike one. Johnny Stevenson has come out on deck. Johnny keeps his shin guards on. The Mets are operating with two men down. Breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. On the way, a ground ball that is fair, grabbed by Jim Deal. He races to the bag and the side is out. That ball actually is next to cushion, and usually if a ball next to cushion, it'll take a crazy bounce. This one bounced through it, and Jim Deal reached up and snagged it about shoulder high behind the bag. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of an inning and a half, the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Say, is this one of those nights when you're not yourself? You'll feel more so when you listen to this.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune. Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bob asked for money. First man up against Jack Fisher in the home second. Fisher pressure into his windup. The pitch to Astro. He bumps the ball, a line drive toward third, but it goes foul. Ball had stayed just a little higher in the air. Charlie Smith could have picked it up. Astrobani trying to duplicate the feat of Joe Morgan by bunting his way on for a base hit. Morgan bunted for a base hit in the opening inning. To Aspro. A little bit high, he lays off. One ball, one strike. Aspromonte hitting .272 with five home runs and 42 runs batted in. He's probably the most popular ball player with the fans here in Houston. Good fielder, right-hand batter waits. Driving, driven back from the plate. The tight fastball with the letters, two balls and a strike. Fisher really had the mustard on that one. Right fielder Rusty Staub is the on-deck batter. High fly to left center, it's deep, but Jerry Cole is getting back on the warning track. 100th makes the catch. That ball was hit about 380 feet to left center field. Nobody on. Now Rusty Staub, the batter. Rusty hitting a little better this year. He's batting at .243. Six home runs and 36 runs batted out. Let's have the right side of the infield back deep against Staub. Outside and high. One ball, no strikes. And no strikes. Galen Siskor and Al Jackson will pitch the two concluding ball games of this series. Night game tomorrow night and afternoon game Sunday. Following the day game Sunday, the Mets fly to San Francisco for the final three games of the road trip, all day games on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Foul ball, walks it back to our broadcast booth, no play. Astrodome, in many respects, is similar to Shea Stadium in appearance. Many of the ideas that went into Shea Stadium were followed in the construction of the Astrodome. It's high, ball three, 3-1 on Rusty Staub. Batting catcher is the on-deck hitter. Now Fisher over the head. Down comes the arm. Line drive. Hold by Charlie Smith. What a play. Charlie leaped high into the air. Knocked the ball with his glove about 6 inches higher. Lunged forward and caught it a second time before it hit the ground. Oh, that was a beauty. Charlie had to catch it twice. It was really a shot. Took by Rusty Staub. He jumped, got his glove on it, it bounced in the air, he lunged forward, and he caught it before it hit the ground. Charlie has made, as Casey would say, some amazing plays around third. Now Brand takes the fastball high. One ball and no strikes. That was a real spectacular. Hitting .238. Takes the slider on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Good crowd tonight, and they expect almost a full house tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. Now Fisher out of his windup. Here's the pitch on the way. A foul ball back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. Right now, Ron Brand is riding a hot hitting streak. He has hit safely in his last seven ball games and hit 500 over that span. Outfield swung around to left against Brand. He runs extremely well for a catcher. Drive hit hard to left. It's deep. Back goes Christopher. He's on the warning track. He's got it. Well, the Astros are hitting some shots. All three men up hit the ball hard. Money to deep left center, a savage line drive that Smith made a great play on, and a drive hit deep to left by Ron Brand. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of two innings, the New York Mets nothing and the Houston Astros nothing. Johnny Stevenson up, whacks a ground ball down to Jim Thiel. Big hop for him. He'll take it himself, one man down. Youngsters always really look forward to that father and son game on Family Day. Mrs. George White and Mrs. Casey Stingle always have a nice party for the youngsters after they play their daddy's net ball game and serve ice cream and cookies, and the kids really get a kick out of it. It's a strike on the outside corner to Jack Fisher. Run forward to the ice cream party almost as much as the ball game. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Two strike count on Jack Fisher. Two strike delivery way outside, backhanded by Ron Brand. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's right in at the knees for a tall third strike. That is the second strikeout for Don Nattabart. Brings up Chuck Hiller at the top of the batting order. Chuck is 0 for 1. He was thrown out by Nattabart in the opening inning leading off the ball game. After being delayed by rain in the middle of the sixth inning. Way inside, one ball and no strikes. Washington 3 and the Birds 2 at the end of 6.5. Low and outside on Chuck Hiller, two balls and no strikes. Cocks the bat, swing and a miss on a curve at the knees, and the count 2-1. Managers who enjoy, or not necessarily enjoy, but who practice the art of pacing a dugout floor get in a lot of walking time in this ballpark. Line drive it toward the alley in right center. Lynn running at full speed makes the catch. Jim Wynn, he covered a lot of ground to cut that drive off way over in the alley in right center field. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of 2.5, the score of the New York Mets nothing and the Houston Astros nothing. Now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. You know, it's a rare pitcher who wins over 200 games in his major league career. The great Cy Young made the record books with 291 wins in the National League. Get this. He had another 220 wins in the American League. Cy was the winningest pitcher in baseball history. And if you want to get the filter cigarette with the winningest taste of them all, it's Viceroy. When you try Viceroy, you've just got to like them. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light like some others. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. Viceroy's taste that's right.
Bob Lewis, a veteran shortstop, leading off against Jack Fisher in the last half of the third inning. To Bobby Lillis, one ball and no strikes. Lillis hitting at 212. He uses that big handle bat, the Nellie Fox model. He'll spray the ball around, uses an overly closed batting stance. Foul ball back into the screen. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Last half of the third inning and no score. Ground ball bounced towards short. Cut off by Charlie Smith. He throws on to Crane Bull in time and Lillis is out. Don Nottebohr coming up for his first time at bat. Nottebohr has had 3 hits and 36 times at bat this year. Mets may ride a new road attendance record in their club history with the crowd here this evening. Right in for a call strike. The crowd tonight goes as high as 24,000. The Mets will establish a new all-time high road attendance figure in their four-year history. If not tonight, it's a certainty tomorrow night. Ground ball whacked towards third. It's going foul. Mets will probably draw $1 million on the road this year.
Here's a news item from the WGY newsroom. It's a New York State Thruway advisory report. All lanes of the New York State Thruway between Amsterdam and Rotterdam are temporarily closed due to water on the pavement and washout damage. That's all lanes in both directions of the New York State Thruway between Amsterdam, west of the Capital District, and Rotterdam on the western edge of Schenectady have been closed because of heavy rain, water on the pavement, and washout damage. The motorists traveling the Thruway will have to detour through that area. And the next report, any advisory information, additional information will be brought to you here on WGY 810 on the dial in Schenectady. Now back to the Mets-Houston game.
Sidearm delivery, unusual pitch for Fisher, and the count is outside and low, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery, right in there for a call. That is the second strikeout for Jack Fisher. Now the top of the batting order for Lee May. He hit the ball deep to left field in the first inning, and it was caught by Joe Christopher. On the edge of the warning track, he takes it for the out. May, a left field hitter. He took picks on the first delivery thrown by Fisher and flies out. So the Astros are out 1-2-3 in their half of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. 3 innings complete. The New York Mets nothing and the Houston Astros nothing. It's very hard to sell sheet music in Jamaica, you know. They make up songs whenever they need them, like this.
Having a party, keep it right and clean, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaica. Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso, and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a manly wedding soon on his wife. The smiling lady is now my wife.
Singer finds his throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised, probably Rheingold beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Astrodome, and to follow the action for you, the Squire of Huntington, Long Island, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's Roy McMillan up now for the Mets right-hand batter, and here's Don Natterberg with a pitch that is high for ball one. McMillan's been up one time, and he struck out swinging. He's hitting 234. No score after three innings. Natterberg pitch for on line into center field for a base hit for McMillan. Jim Wynn comes up with it, plays it back, and McMillan turns and holds with a solid single to center to lead off here the top half of the fourth inning. That is the second hit of the game for the Mets off Natterberg. Ed Cranepool has been up one time, and he flied out to center field. He's hitting 273. He has 8 home runs, and he's knocked in 43. Left-hand batter. Up and set with Jim Gentile holding against the runner at first. And the pitch is bunted down the third base line. Playable to Natterberg. Up with it, plays to Gentile in time. The sacrifice moves McMillan to second base. As Cranepool goes out, pitcher to first. Now with McMillan in scoring position at second base, Charlie Smith's coming up. He's been up one time and doubled over the head of Rusty Staub in right field. Looks in to get a sign from catcher Ron Brand. McMillan leads at second. The pitch is low and away for a ball. In the American League, a final score, the Cleveland Indians 3 and the league-leading Minnesota Twins 1. Lee Stang the winner and Jim Perry the loser. Tony Oliva had a seventh-inning home run for the Minnesota Twins. Steps off the rubber. Then gets the side. He's up and set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on it on the ground towards short. Willis takes it, holds the runner, throw to first. He's out, and there's no advance. Charlie Smith grounding out, short to first, two away, and Johnny Lewis is the batter. He's been up one time, and he popped out. The Houston Astros in recent weeks have been beset with a raft of injuries, so much so that in the series with the Philadelphia Phillies just concluded, they had Ron Brand playing third base in place of Astromonte. Now the pitch swung on and hit high in the air to right field. Rusty Staub moves back, calls for it, spreads his arms, waits and makes the catch. So Johnny Lewis flies to right. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left. And at the end of 3.5 innings, it is the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Here's a bit of advice about your car that may come in handy.
There goes a driver who doesn't care much about money. He's wasting gasoline. Shell mileage experts will tell you that when you accelerate with a wide-open throttle, your car may be getting only 5 miles per gallon. That's right. 5 miles per gallon. That's pretty expensive. So Shell experts offer this tip. Take it easy when you're taking off and watch your mileage improve. Of course, the gasoline you use can affect your mileage too. That's why Shell blends a mileage ingredient called platformate into Super Shell. Platformate actually contains more energy per gallon than the finest 100-octane aviation gasoline. Energy that turns into mileage as you drive. So remember this advice from the mileage experts at Shell. Avoid those fast takeoffs and can, keep your tank filled with Super Shell gasoline. It's blended to help you get good mileage.
Fourth inning, it will be Joe Morgan up to lead off for the Houston Astros. He's been up one time and dumped a butt down the third baseline and beat it out. Charlie Smith is in on the edge of the grass at third right now. And the pitch is high for a ball. That infield has been resided about 3 weeks ago, but already it is showing the signs of wear and tear. And it's in there for a called strike. 1-1. Waiting on deck is Jim Wynn, center fielder. Pitcher's 1-1 delivery is inside for a ball. 2-1. The Houston Astros have been taking quite a bit of criticism in the local press. As a result of the manner in which they have handled personnel recently during the series of injuries. Yesterday, it was a page one editorial offering an opinion. Here's a swing and a ground ball to second. Charged by Hiller, up with it, throws on and in time. Judge Hiller, charging the top roller, came on and fired it underhand over to Cranesville in time to get a very speedy Morgan. And there's one away with Jim Wynn advancing to the plate. He set up one time and he lined out to second. Wynn is a right-hand batter. Jack Fisher with the pitch. And it's low for a ball. Ron Hutt moving around in the dugout. There's plenty of room here at Houston for anybody to move around in the dugout who so desires. The dugouts are 120 feet from end to end. Again, Fisher sets, and here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung it on the ground towards short. Taken by McMillan deep. A long throw, and in time to get Jim Wynn. Two away. McMillan had to cut it loose, and he did from the hole. Jim Gentile's coming up. He's been up one time and was a strikeout victim. Coming into tonight's game, the Astros have drawn a home attendance in 57 gates of 1,630,919. That is an average per date of 28,612. There's a swing and a high foul ball coming back. It's going to be out of play. Johnny Stevenson came back about halfway. Mets have drawn an average attendance per day this year of 27,336. Of course, this is the first year of the Astrodome, and it's quite a tourist attraction. Strike one count to Gentile with two men out. Fisher's pitch, high and away for a ball. For instance, today, on tours, paid tours of the Astrodome, there were 3,338 persons here. At a dollar a head. Just a look around at an empty ballpark. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. The total of those who have paid that dollar to look around at an empty ballpark since April 17th is 222,134. Delivery. Slip pitch that is outside, and it's 2-2. Two men out, nobody on base, no score in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Fisher has struck out Jim Gentile. He gets the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of four full innings is the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Well, last time the Astros were in New York, they were scheduled for a Sunday doubleheader that was rained out. So those two games will be made up when the Astros come back to New York during the next homestand for their final trip to New York this season. On Tuesday night, August 31st, the Mets and the Astros will play a twilight doubleheader. It will start at 6 p.m. Now, that's Tuesday night, August 31st. The following afternoon will be September 1st, and it'll be an afternoon doubleheader. Then the series will be concluded on Thursday afternoon, September 2nd, with the Mets and the Houston Astros meeting in a single game. So it'll be five games on 3 days the next time the Astros are in New York. Bob Murphy pointed out, the New York Mets still are trying to win their first game in the Astrodome. They have been unsuccessful to this point, as the Astros have won all six games played between the two teams a year previously. And as Bob pointed out, the world champion St. Louis Cardinals are in the same boat. They have not won here either. The Cardinals are 0-5 in Houston. Now, Gary Cole's up for the Mets as Don Nadebart deals a pitch that swung on and missed the strike one. Cole has been up one time and he pops out. He's a left-hand batter. Nadebart with a record of 2 wins and 10 losses. Steve Pitch swung on and fouled off out of play. Two strikes. There was, for a brief period, some small confusion in the pronunciation of the names Cove and Kroll with the New York Mets, but that has been alleviated because Gary Kroll is now in Buffalo. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out on three pitch balls. Strikeout for Nadebart. One away for the Mets batting in the top of the fifth, and Joe Christopher is coming up. He's been up one time, and he grounded out. Tomorrow night, Galen Sisco will be going for the Mets, and Larry Durker for the Houston Astros. He's the 18-year-old youngster. Nadebart pitched to Christopher's high. And Sunday, it will be Al Jackson for the New York Mets going against Bob Bruce of the Astros. And here is the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. One and one to Christopher with Johnny Stevenson on deck. Breaking ball is tipped back into the glove of catcher Ron Brandt. 1-2 now to Christopher. The largest crowd of the season here at the Astrodome turned out on a Saturday night to see a fellow named Sandy Koufax pitch for the Dodgers against these Houston Astros. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field, and Rusty Shaw comes on and cannot get good, and he ropes over, and Christopher's on his way to second. Ball. He was going at a very slow gait. He did loaf over, apparently, not trying to go all out for fear that he would re-injure himself. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. And Shaw threw a few boos from the crowd for the lack of effort on that ball. It sure to go as a double for Joe Christopher. Was a little Texas League at a right, and second baseman Joe Morgan was going back as fast as he could. He had no chance. Here's the pitch to Stevenson. Swung on it on the ground to short. And Christopher goes to third. It's followed by Little as he throws on and goes into the dugout. By Jim Thielen, Christopher's coming on to score. And with the ball in the dugout, Johnny Stevenson will be awarded second base. And the Mets take a lead by a score of 1-0. It is a throwing error charged against Little. Christopher was the base runner second. And on that ground ball to short, he took off the third. Lilith was getting in position to make the play on Christopher at third base and bobble the ball. Since he dropped it the first time, when he came up to second, he decided to throw to first. He hurried the throw and threw it low and by Gentile into the Houston dugout. Christopher then scored from third. The Mets have a 1-0 lead. Stevenson, the runner, at second, and Jack Fisher is at the plate. Now pitch inside for a ball. One time and was called out on strike. Getting out of our pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. No run batted in, of course, on the ground ball that was bobbled by Lilith. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Out of our now deals a pitch that fouled off. Chopped off foul. 1-2 to Jack Fisher. Mets have three hits in the game to this point, and the Astros have one. Stevenson takes his lead at second. Here's a pitch swung on, foul off to the right side into the seats and out of play. Count hold, 1-2. The Houston Astros have an upcoming Old Timers Day that is getting a lot of attention around town. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled off. Count holds at 1-2. Is up and set. 1-2 delivery. This is way outside, and it's 2-2. Out of right set. 2-2 pitch. Missed outside, so the count has run full now to Jack Fisher. Swung on and missed, and Nadevite strikes out Fisher. The fourth strikeout for Nadevite. Two away for the Mets. Batting here in the top of the fifth. And Chuck Hiller is coming up. He has grounded out and flied out so far. Batter in and waiting.
Swung on, hit on the ground up the middle for a base hit. Stevenson rounds third, gets the green light from Don Hefner. He's coming home. There'll be no play on him. Stevenson crosses the plate. Ball is lobbed in by Jim Wynn to second base. Chuck Hiller is on at first with a single to center, a run batted in. The Mets 2, the Astros nothing. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, a tunnel of dials connected.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. And we're going to get a little action down in the Houston bullpen as Roy McMillan is up. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. Ron Taylor, a right-hander, is getting up to throw now for the Astros. The hit by Hiller was number four for the Mets in the game. Pitch to McMillan. Swung on and hit down the left field line. And it's in there for a fair ball. One hop by LeMay on the way to third at Hiller. The throw, he flies in safely. And the throw to second and matches safe. Runners at second and third. As McMillan
looped that one down the line in left. And when Lee May came up and one hopped it and threw on to third, McMillan moved to second. And the play on him was too late. He scored as a single for McMillan. But with two men out, the Mets have runners now at second and third. And Ed Cranepool is coming up. Cranepool has slid to center and sacrificed so far. The Mets are leading 2-0. Gotterbart works straight away to the left-hand batter. And the pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. American Football League exhibition game at the end of three quarters. New York Jets 26 and the Boston Patriots 3. Strike one pitch to Cranepool. Swung on it on the ground to second base. The big hop up to Morgan and he plays out over to Gentile in time and the side is out. But the Mets pick up two runs on three hits. There was a Houston error and two Mets left and the score at the end of 4.5 innings. The Mets 2 and Houston nothing. He's coming up. He's very popular here and he's getting a hand. He has been out of the lineup with an injury and just came back to the lineup tonight. And Aspromonte is in and waiting. Been a fun time and he fired out to center field. Jack Fisher on the mound for the Mets. The pitch and it's in there for a called strike. Aspromonte is hitting 271 for the season. A native of Brooklyn. Strike one pitch. And it's in there for a called strike two. Staub is on deck. Low and away for a ball. It's 1-2. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 9:25 p.m. New York time with the second game of this series. Here's 2-2 pitch, and it's low for a ball. We want to call especially your attention to the fact that it is a night game tomorrow night because the game was originally scheduled to have been a night game, and then at one point on the Houston schedule, it was moved to afternoon, and then again, it was reestablished as a night game. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit on the ground is short. Charged by McMillan. Gets the big hop, guns it across, and in time to get Aspromonte. One away, and that'll bring up Rusty Staub. When you pull the tab on the new Rheingold Extra Dry Sugar Mug, the tap comes off with a hiss that sounds like the good Rheingold flavor inside. 6 12-ounce mugs to the carton. Look for the special Sugar Mug display in your area. Rusty Staub is up, left-hand batter, and up one time. Line third. Here's a pitch low for ball. Again, looks into Johnny Stevenson for his side. Deals the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. And moving back is Kolb, and Gary Kolb makes the catch. Two away, nobody on base, and that'll bring up Ron Brandt. Brandt went up one time, went out to left field. Brandt has hit safely in his last 7 games. He's
play the outfield. Pitch is far out and hit on the ground to third base. Charlie Smith up with it, plays across to Crane Drew, and Jack Fisher gets the Astros in order in the bottom of the fifth with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of five full innings is the Mets 2 and the Astros nothing. And now here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, tonight the St. Louis Cardinals lead Cincinnati 2-0. At the end of five innings, they have veteran southpaw Kurt Simmons going against Jim Maloney. It'll be the Cardinals opening the homestand at Shea Stadium a week from tonight. The Friday night ball game, 1 week from tonight, August 20th, will also be Sons of Italy night, and tribute will be paid to Yogi Berra in pregame ceremonies. The Saturday afternoon, a Ladies' Day game, a week from tomorrow, August 21st, is also Family Day. That's the day of the father and the son game. The day that is always a real fun day. The ball players get such a kick out of it. And the youngsters all decked out in their brand new Mets uniforms play their illustrious daddies in a ball game prior to the regular game. The Mets and Cardinals will wind up the big weekend of activity with a doubleheader on Sunday, the 22nd. Then six consecutive night ball games with the Dodgers and Giants in town. The Dodgers playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Willie Mays and the Giants on Friday and Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. The Astros come in for a five-game series, including two doubleheaders, a twilight nighter, and an afternoon twin bill. 16 games at home in all. That all gets underway next Friday night. Okay, Lindsay.
All right, Bob, the Earthmen have been out there on the infield getting it in shape for us to continue, and Charlie Smith is up for the Mets. Don Nottebart, still the pitcher in the ballgame for the Houston Astros. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low for a ball. Through five innings here, the Mets two runs on five hits and one error. The Astros no runs, one hit, and one error. Nottebart's pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Fastball. Charlie Smith has doubled and grounded out so far. Johnny Lewis is waiting on deck. A 1-1 pitch. And it's in there. Breaking ball for a called strike. 1-2. Charlie backs out of the batter's box, takes a little walk around, and comes back in. Struck him out, strikeout number five for Don Nottebart. And Johnny Lewis is coming up. The American League, the Washington Senators, defeated the Baltimore Orioles 4-2. The winner, Bill Ortega, his 12th win. The loser, Wally Bunker, he's 6-6. The strange thing is that Baltimore in losing got 13 hits. Washington in winning got five. Pitch to Lewis is hit on the ground, back to the mound, taken by Nottebart. He tosses on in time. Was slammed hard, but right back to Nottebart. He gloved it and then tossed softly on over to Gentile. Two away, and Gary Cole will be the batter. Has popped out and struck out so far, left hand batter. At the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. Swinging a ground ball to second. Joe Morgan squares. It comes up. Plays on to Gentile in time. And Nottebart gets the Mets out in order in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of five and a half innings is the Mets 2 and the Astros nothing. And now...
Pitch is in there for a called strike. Out, nobody on base. The Mets and the Astros at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas.
Swinging a ground ball to second. Joe Morgan squares. It comes up. Plays on to Gentile in time. And Nottaboy gets the mess out in order in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings is the Mets 2 and the Astros nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Which filter cigarette should you be enjoying today? Some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But there is an answer, and here it is.
Viceroy Cigarettes, the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. Better taste that's right.
That's right. Viceroy. The fact is, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
Going to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Bob Lilish is up now for the Astros. He's been up one time and grounded out third to first. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0. Jack Fisher's pitch is in there for a called strike. Lilish has reportedly been playing with a very sore arm the last week. Here's the pitch. And it's blown away for a ball. It's 1-1. Which could have been at least partially responsible for the throwing error that he committed earlier that allowed the Mets to score their first run in the ballgame. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and hit on the ground to second. A big hop up to Chuck Giller, and he plays on to Crane Brule. There's one away. Now Don Nottaboy's coming up. He's been up one time and was called out on strike. Been up 37 times this year and has 3 hits. He's hitting .081. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. One man out, nobody on base. Jack Fisher to the right-hand batter. Swung on and missed. 1-1. This umpiring crew of Steiner, Barlick, Donatelli, and Landis worked the series between the Astros and the Phillies just concluded, so they're staying in for this series also. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and line foul into the seats down the right field line and out of play. It's 1-2. Reportedly, the game tomorrow night between the Mets and the Astros is a sellout. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back. Out of play, and the count holds at 1-2. Lee May is waiting in the on-deck circle. Here's a 1-2 delivery. And it's high for a ball, 2-2. Just got a little of the bat on it, and that's stay alive at 2-2. Fisher takes a moment now to roll the new ball. 2-2 pitch. Inside for a ball. It's 3-2. Fisher has struck out three and walked none in the game so far. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and the Mets are leading by a score of 2-0. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Fisher with his fourth strikeout gets none of our swinging. Two away. And Lee Mays coming up. He's been up twice and hits the ball in the air to left field both times. So the Mets swing their defense over now, moving Gary Cove over to the left side, the left field side and center. Charlie Smith even with the edge of the grass at third. And here is a pitch in there for a strike as Lee May moved up and bluffed the bunt. Pitch was in the strike zone. It's strike one. Had a notion of trying to bunt his way on. Now the strike one pitch. And on the ground foul back of third base and down the left field line, out of play. A broken bat foul ball, so Lee May goes back to the Houston dugout now to get another piece of timber with two men out. In St. Louis, going to the bottom half of the sixth inning, it is the Cardinals 2 and the Cincinnati Reds 1. Jim Maloney against Curt Simmons. The warm-ups in Los Angeles. Bob Beal going for the Pittsburgh Pirates and Claude Osteen for the Dodgers. Couple of left-handers there. Here's a pitch foul back off the screen and out of play. Count holds at two strikes. Two-strike delivery, and it's high for a ball, 1-2. The Mets lead 2-0. They got the two runs in the top half of the fifth inning. With it. He plays over to Crane's hole in time, and Fisher again gets the Astros in order with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of six full innings is the Mets 2 and the Astros nothing. Now you're going to hear music to Eden Senegatus by, and if you want to drink a little beer with it, that's all right with us.
Andalusia and the Basque provinces in songs like Yo Te Dare. You'll hear this song in places where you can savor choritos and enchiladas. And as the rhythm and your thirst quicken, it may be that you'll call for more cerveza Rheingold. It's a fact that in New York City, where there are more Spaniards than in Almaty, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. ¿Por qué? ¿Quién sabe? But we must be doing something right.
The New York Mets are leading 2-0 at the end of six. We're going to the top half of the seventh inning and coming in here to detail the play-by-play, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsay. Hi there, everyone. Joe Christopher, who doubled his last time up, stepping in for the third time. Joe, 1-for-2, a right-hand batter. And Don Nottebart in the mound. The first pitch hit deep to left center field. Going over, Jim Wynn, the center fielder, looking for the ball. He finds it and makes the catch. Wynn is going down, appears like he might not be able to pick the ball out of the top of the dome. It's still very difficult here for outfielders to follow the ball because of the gray-type color that's afforded as a background here because of the steel girders and also the paneling that has been painted through. So one away on one pitch, and Joe Christopher down and brings up the catcher, John Stevenson. John safe in an error by the shortstop his last time up. 0-for-2 in the ball game, and the pitch by Nonobart, the left-hand batter, is a fastball in for a called strike. Mets leading in the ball game by a score of 2-0. 2 runs on 5 hits. The Astros, no runs and 1. And the pitch back is hit slowly back to the mound. Picked up by Nonobart to throw to first base in time for the out. 2 men away. Brings up the pitcher, Jack Fisher. In the bullpen for the Mets down the third base side, Jim Hickman loosening up, which would indicate he might go in the ballgame in left field. Jack Fisher batting for the second time. He has been sent back to the dugout on strikeouts. Nonobart has struck out 5 in the ballgame, walked none. 2 men away. We're in the top of the 7th. The first pitch is a called strike 1. With 8 hits and 59 times up this year. Nonobart back with a sidearm fastball. It's chopped down the first base side. Nonobart comes over to make a good one-hand play to get the ball in fair territory, and then he sidearmed to first base for the out to retire the side. So Nonobart retiring 2 personally and picking up the other on a fly ball to center field for a 1-2-3 inning. And the score at the end is 6.5 innings. The Mets 2, the Astros nothing. Getsy Bo, this is something you roll or sail. You sing it like this.
Jedzia Borscht is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. And it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
All right here, the New York Mets in front by a 2-0 score. Out in left field for the Mets, Jim Hickman replacing Joe Christopher. Final score on an AFL football, exhibition football game. The New York Jets 26, the Boston Patriots 16, a game played in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Well, the Jets win their first exhibition ball game, their second play this year. And now the Astros coming up. We're in the bottom half of the 7th. First man up for the Astros, second baseman Joe Morgan. He takes the first pitch from Jack Fisher. It's low for ball 1. Morgan has the only base hit of the ball game for Houston. It was a bunt towards third base. He beat it out. A play made in the ball by Charlie Smith, but he couldn't get the ball away in time. Morgan, a left-hand batter, with 1 hit and 2 times up. The bunt came as Fisher was pitching to his second man. He tries a changeup. It's outside, and the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mets have 5 hits in their ledger with the score of their way, 2-0. It'll be Joe Morgan, Jim Wynn, and Jim Gentile against the right-hander Jack Fisher. Jack looking for his 8th win. He's lost 14. And the crowd here starting to get some excitement in the ballgame. Pitch back is inside. It's ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Morgan batting at 276 game time. It's 1-for-2, putting his average up to 277. Jack Fisher looks for the sign. Astros have had only 1 base runner. And at 3-0, the pitch is in for a called strike. Morgan's had having a fine year for the Astros. He, along with the center fielder, Jim Wynn, who is the on-deck batter, the two real bright stars for Houston, both started the ballgame at 276. Hogan had two home runs against the Mets in a series in New York. Now 3-1, a pitch in for strike two. No pitcher comes back, and the count at 3-2. Mets quickly now have their bullpen going. It's Gordon Richardson warming up a left-hander along with Darryl Sutherland, a right-hander. Mets leading by a 2-0 score with no one out. We're in the bottom half of seven. And at 3-2, the pitch is too low for ball four. So, Joe Morgan, the only man to reach in the ballgame for the Astros, this time going to first base on the walk. That'll bring up center fielder Jim Wynn. Wynn batting at 274. 14 home runs, 52 runs batted in. And on the scoreboard, illustrated the word go, and the crowd picks it up as it flashed on several times. And the pitch to the plate as Fisher starts off against Jim Wynn is blown away, and it's ball one. Tying run at the plate now as the first man up in the inning has walked. That's leading 2-0. On deck batter, Jim Gentile. For that walk, Fisher has retired 17 batters in consecutive performance. Ground ball hit in the hole. With Jack Fisher, and the pitch is mound, and the batter coming up is Jim Gentile. Gentile has struck out. It's two times up in the ballgame. His average is .249. Three home runs, 19 runs batted in. Jack Fisher in the set position. A look at second base, and his first pitch to Gentile is down low for ball one. Well, Fisher in trouble for the first time in the ballgame now. The tying run at first base. No one away. We're in the bottom half of seven. Second time in the game that the Astros have had a base runner. This time, the first time they've had two. Fisher looking for the sign. He's in the set position. And his pitch back to Gentile. Just down the right field line.
This is WGY, 10 miles connected.
Bob Kiner, along with N.G. Nelson and Bob Murphy. The tying run has moved to third, and Jack Fisher now pitching to Bob Astromonte. His first pitch is blowing away, and it's ball one. Runners at first and third, no one out. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. The Mets lead by a 2-1 score, but the Astros threatening here to tie up the ball game or more. A walk to Joe Morgan, a single by Jim Wynn, a single by Gentile. And the count is 1-0 on Bob Astromonte. Astromonte batting at 271 is 0-2 in the game. Mets have their infield setback. They're looking for two. The pitch back to Astromonte. Looper in the left field and base hit. This will tie it up. Jim Wynn going for third base. Gentile trying for third. Here's the throw. It is taken by Charlie Smith, the tag on Gentile, and he is out.
second on the throw is Bob Astromonte. But the ball game, a brand new game here, as it's tied up at 2-2. That ball hit off the handle, loosening the left center field, and Hickman made a good play and a perfect throw. That'll bring up the right fielder, Rusty Staub. And now time called as Wes Westrum goes out to the mound. Talking with Johnny Stevenson, Charlie Smith, and also Jack Fisher. Bullpen is joined. Gordon Richardson, a left-hander, warming up along with Darrell Sutherland. Astros have a go-ahead run at second base with one away. Now, Wes Westrum going off the mound back to the dugout. And Jack Fisher to confront the left-hand hitter, Rusty Staub. Pitch is in there at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. One strike down. Staub batting at 241 with six home runs and 36 runs batted in. It's a 2-2 ball game. And Fisher back to the plate, and the pitch is hit on the ground foul, bouncing over the dugout. First base side and on down the line. It's strike two. Fisher with a new ball going to the rosin bag. Warming up in the bullpen for the Astros, right-hander Ron Taylor. Two strikes. The pitch back is inside. It's ball one. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Bob Astromonte at second base leading off. Now Fisher checking the signs into the pitching set position. And the pitch back to Rusty Staub. A changeup bounced slowly towards first base. Fisher takes it on the hop, goes over to first base as his momentum carried him to the bag, and he made the play unassisted, tagging the bag. Moving over to third on the play, Bob Astromonte. Now the batter coming up, the catcher, Ron Brown. That ball was a high chopper, and Fisher came off the mound to make the fielding play about 15 steps from first, then he continued on over to make the play unassisted. Staub has been hobbled by an injury, so he had very little chance at all of beating the play at first base. Jack Fisher looking into the catching position, and his pitch to the plate is a breaking pitch on the outside corner first all strike. Fisher trying to keep the go-ahead run at third base. Score tied at 2-2. Astros coming up with two runs in the bottom half of the seventh. Two men out. Pitch back is hit in the air to shallow center field. Coming in center field is Gary Cole. He calls for it. He makes the catch, and that retires his side. But in the inning, the Astros scored two runs on three hits. There were no errors. A walk, and one man was left on, and the score through seven. The Astros 2, the Mets 2.
Right now, we are going through the top half of the eighth inning. Remember, Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Now here's Ralph Tanner.
Okay, Lindsey. Chuck Miller's a bat here in the top of the eighth. The score tied at 2-2. And the first pitch to Chuck is taken in for a call strike. John Nottebar pitching for the Astros. Mets had a two-run lead as they scored two runs in the fifth, but the game's tied up in the bottom half of the seventh. Base hit with a run batted in the fifth. Now tries a bunt to third. It's picked up by Astromonte. Underhand to first base. And Chuck Miller is out. Bunt was just a little bit too hard. Astromonte, who was in quickly, turned in a fine play. Throw one away in the top of the eighth. And with a score at 2-2, Roy McMillan comes to bat for the fourth time. Roy with two hits and three times up. Roy's average is 238. left-hand batter. And now the Bart back to the plate again. And the fastball is in, letter high on the inside corner for a call strike. And the next delivery lane to the right field, a face hit over the head of the second baseman, picked up by Rusty Staub. He fires it back in, and the Mets have Roy McMillan at first base. Hit number three for Roy in the ballgame. He's three for four tonight, and that base hit number six off to another bar. That'll bring up Ed Cranefall. Ed is 0 for 2, right out the center field his first time up, sacrificed and grounded out the second. When he grounded out the second base, Ed had runners at second and third. It was the final out of the fifth when the Mets scored their first two runs. There are only two. And the first pitch is hit in the air toward third base. Bob Asmani backpedaling and now getting away as the shortstop. Bobby Lillis makes the play. Lillis catching the ball back in the outfield grass, about four or five steps back of the dirt part of the infield. So the second out picked up, and it'll bring up Charlie Smith. Charlie doubled off the right center field fence his first time up for his only base hit in the ballgame. He's one for three. Side at 2-2. Charlie, a right-hand batter. With an average of 263. His two base hit was his 16th this year. And the first pitch is hit to left center field. Fairly deep, coming over Jim Wynn. Also there, Lee May. And Lee May makes the call. He also makes the catch. Jim Wynn, the center fielder, just bumped into him as he hauled it in, but very lightly. And May was able to hold on to the ball. That retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of 7 1/2 innings, the Mets 2, the Astros 2.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. So it tastes that's right.
It's the bottom half of the eighth. The score is 2-2, and the first batter for the Astros will be Bobby Lillis. And the first pitch by Jack Fisher is too high for ball one. It'll be Bobby Lillis, the pitcher John Nottebark, and then the left fielder Lee May in the bottom half of the eighth for Houston. Bob Ramon is warming up in the bullpen in case Houston wants to go for a pinch hitter. Now the 1-0 delivery popped out into right center field. Coming over strongly, Gary Gold, and he makes the one-hand grab. Gary Gold running at full speed toward right field, had to one-hand it, the best he could do, and he hauled it in for the first out. Ball hanging up in the air just enough for Gary to get to it. That'll bring up the pitcher, John Nottebark. One man away in the bottom half of the eighth. It's a 2-2 ball game. Jack Fisher battling against John Nottebark. Nottebark has struck out his two times up. Right-hand batter. Fisher with his first pitch, a swing and a miss at strike one. Jack has struck out four throughout the ballgame. Walked one. The one walk costing him a run. And the next pitch back is low on it. One ball, one strike. Attendance here tonight, 27,978. That puts the Mets at a new season's high for attendance on the road in 1 year. Pitch back and hit back to short. A nice high hop on the ball as Roy McMillan makes the play to first base. 2 men away, and it brings up Lee May. Mets had previously drawn 876,780 for their high on the road. Now they have gone over that mark. They have drawn 884,273 on their way to a 1 million road season. Astros drawing 27,978 here tonight. Lee May, a left-hand batter. And his first pitch is low, and it's ball one, pitch off for away. One ball, no strike. May is 0 for 3. Score tied at 2-2. Astros have drawn 1-2.
Another weather advisory from the WGY newsroom, and then we'll return to the Mets baseball game. The Civil Defense Director of Bennington County in Vermont reports that the Weather Bureau in Burlington, Vermont, has issued a severe weather warning for Bennington and Windham counties in Vermont. Keep your dial at 810 for any further developments as far as storm damage and the reopening of these major highways is concerned. Now back to the Mets baseball game.
Ticket office located in Infancy. Also, tickets may be picked up at Pennsylvania Station, Grand Central Terminal, Macy's and Huntington during the store hours, and all the Howard closing stores. So plenty of baseball left. The Mets coming back for a big home stand, so get your tickets at a very convenient location.
Weather advisory from the WGY newsroom, and then we'll return to the Mets baseball game. The Civil Defense Director of Bennington County in Vermont reports that the Weather Bureau in Burlington, Vermont, has issued a severe weather warning for Bennington and Windham counties in Vermont. Keep your dial at 810 for any further developments as far as storm damage and the reopening of these major highways is concerned. Now back to the Mets baseball game.
Ticket office located in Infancy. Also, tickets may be picked up at Pennsylvania Station, Grand Central Terminal, Macy's and Huntington during the store hours, and all the Howard clothing stores. So plenty of baseball left. The Mets coming back for a big home stand, so get your tickets at a very convenient location. First pitch to Johnny Lewis, hit in the air to center field. Coming over is Jim Wynn to wait for it. He is under. He makes the catch, and on one pitch, John Nottebard has one man away here in the top of the ninth. Tied at 2-2, and the batter coming up is Gary Kolb. Kolb is 0 for 3 through the ball game. He'll be followed by Joe Christopher. Jason just joined in. The Mets broke a scoreless tie in the top of the fifth when they scored two. But the game is tied up in the bottom half of the seventh when the Astros came up with two. Don Nottebard against Jack Fisher. Nottebard with one away comes back to the plate and misses low and inside. It's ball one. Right-hander into the windup and back again, and the pitch hit down towards first base. Gentile gets the hop, throws over to Nottebard, who is covering, and Don steps on the bag for the second out. That'll bring up Jim Hickman. Jim replaced Joe Christopher in left field as a defensive measure earlier in the ball game, and he is batting for the first time. Two men out in the top of the ninth, a tie ball game at 2-2. Hickman coming up is batting 217, 8 home runs and 21 runs batted in. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter is hit hard right through the middle, but back of second base is Joe Morgan. He comes up with the ball and throws over to first. Shaded over to play Hickman as a full hitter, had relatively no trouble at all in coming up with that ball. It was hit right through the middle. So Nottebard walked off after pitching through nine innings to New York Mets, giving up two runs on a total of six base hits. And now the Astros coming up in the bottom half of the ninth. The score tied at 2-2. It's the bottom half of the ninth. The score tied at 2-2. And the first man up for the Astros is Joe Morgan. Joe has been on two times in the ballgame. And the first pitch by Jack Fisher, a fastball through at the knees, and strike one. Jack has given up four hits. The first hit of the ball game was to Joe Morgan when he beat out a bunt in the first inning. Then Jack did not allow another man to get on base until Joe Morgan led off the seventh. He walked in a 3-2 pitch. And that started the rally for the Astros when they tied up the game at 2-2. A change of pace is swung on a miss at strike two. Fisher had retired 17 consecutive batters before he walked Joe Morgan in the seventh. It was followed by three singles, and that tied up the game. So it'll be Joe Morgan, Jim Wynn, and Jim Gentile here in the bottom half of the ninth. Two strike count on the left-hand batter. And Fisher back with a fastball that popped up down the left field line. Going back is Roy McMillan. Coming in is Jim Hickman. Roy tries it. Coming in, and Roy McMillan going out from shortstop. All collided, and the ball rolled away, and Jim picked it up, and the runner held at second.
Still no decision as to whether or not that'll be a base hit or whether it will be an error. It's going to be an error against the left fielder, Jim Hickman. So the official score saw it that way. And now the winning run is at second with no one out, and the batter coming up is Jim Wynn. Jim with one hit and three times up. And Jack Fisher with his first pitch is taken high for ball one. Mets have their bullpen going. Jordan Richardson, a left-hander, along with Darrell Sutherland. All game up for grabs. It's the bottom half of the ninth with no one out. Two base error charged against Jim Hickman. Jack Fisher back to the plate. A fly ball hit the right field. Fairly deep. Bagged up at second is Joe Morgan. Under the ball is Johnny Lewis. Morgan goes over to third. Here comes the throw. It's a good one, but not in time. At first fly by Joe Morgan, and the 20 run is now at third with one away. Johnny Lewis throwing the ball all the way from a fairly deep right field to third on the fly. The throw is just a shade off line toward the left field side. And not quite in time. And now Wes Westrum going out to the mound. The batter coming up is Jim Gentile. Mets have two open bases. A left-hander coming up. He'll be followed by Bob Astromonte, and then on down the line, another left-hand batter, Rusty Staub. So the Mets in this position with the winning run at third base in the bottom half of the ninth have a choice of either pitching to Gentile or walking him, either pitching to Bob Astromonte or walking him. Going down if they go that far to Rusty Staub. So the conference on the mound to decide exactly what the strategy will be. West going off the mound. All the infield gathered around along with the catcher Johnny Stevenson for the conference now going back to their respective positions. Mets at this point will play the infield in for the winning run at third. Now they're going to put on Gentile. Here's the first pitch. It's ball one. So the Mets are going to elect to set it up with Gentile at first. Now ball two as the next pitch goes outside. Bob Astromonte is the on-deck batter. And ball three. Fisher back again, ball four, and that puts Jim Gentile at first base. That is the second walk of the ball game, given up by Fisher. And it brings up Bob Astromonte. Astromonte had a single to tie up the ball game his last time up in the top. And we'll see whether or not Bob Astromonte is going to be pitched to. On deck batter, Rusty Staub. Looks like they're going to walk him too. The first pitch outside at ball one, so the Mets are going to load up the bases. You've been up to date with us. Lindsey Nelson and Bob both pointed out the fact that Rusty Staub has a bad leg. He is not able to run. He had trouble on a fly ball down the right field line that went for a double. It was hit by Joe Christopher. Now the pitch outside, ball two. Pitch back outside, ball three. And the next pitch is outside, it's ball four, and that loads him up. Gentile down to second base, Bob Astromonte to first. And Rusty Staub, the batter. Bases are loaded, one away in the bottom half of the ninth, and the batter is Rusty Staub. And that's with their infield in, they're going for the fourth play at home. Rusty is 0 for 3 in the game. And the first pitch. It is low for ball one. A fastball missing down below the knees. One ball, no strike. Mets outfield in very shallow. Into the position where they feel they can catch a fly ball and still make the throw home to cut off a run. And the 1-0 delivery. Found it down to first base. On through and a right field. Bounce
on between first and second with the infield in, driving in the winning run. And the Astros win it by scoring a run in the ninth inning on one hit. There was one error, two walks, and three men left on. And the final score of the ball game, the Astros 3, the New York Mets 2.
Well, the New York Mets still have not been able to win a game indoors, and the skyrockets are going off right at this moment all over the scoreboard in center field as the Houston Astros have defeated the Mets in 1 hour and 54 minutes here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. They did it by scoring a run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. There was one man out when the winning run was scored. So the final totals in the ball game for Houston, 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error, 5 men left on base. For the New York Mets, 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors and 5 left. The winner is Don Nottebohm, who now has won 3 and lost 10. And the loser is Jack Fisher, who has won 7 and lost 13. This game was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. Be with us tomorrow night at 9:25 p.m. New York time as the Mets again meet the Houston Astros. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in cooperation with Sports Network. The final score again, Houston 3 and the Mets 2. So until tomorrow night, speaking for Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy, this is Lindsey Nelson saying so long. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.